Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2 wishing you a happy Easter. It's been 5 weeks since my last podcast, and how the world has changed. These past weeks have made quite a difference in how we live, socialize, and interact. Our whole government has shifted from offices to work from home and telecommuting. Our schools and colleges have gone online to online education. I've heard pros and cons about this transition. Most of the negative is about our lack of internet in certain areas, and this continues and will continue to be an area of concern for many residents in Carroll County. As commissioners, we recognize the problem and continue to try to find solutions. I do feel sorry for our senior classes, as they will be missing the non-formal fun side of graduating. And many of these students will be forced to grow up much faster than they ever envisioned. But I do know we have great students, teachers, and parents, and together they will make this type of education work. One positive note I heard from the Board of Education the other night is this online education could change the way we have school days allocated. So it may be something positive come out of that. Our libraries are busy. Even though they are closed to the public, they are printing 3D masks and working to provide online services. Another group of dedicated employees that will make the best of a bad situation. Socially, our world has become different. Shopping, for instance, has changed. Not so much for me, but my wife has had to shop online for many of the items we'd normally just pick up at the store. I don't know where this new trend will take us, but I do know there will be changes in the future in our buying habits. I know that for some stores and restaurants, businesses will be different and depend on creative marketing. Opportunity will emerge for some and may even change their focus in the future. Carroll County's Department of Economic Development will have grant applications out this week that may provide a little help to some of our small businesses that apply. The grant amount won't be great, but it may help assist a small business from folding. And also, I want to shout out to the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, and they've been a big help in getting the word out about this grant. I've been talking about changes we've been forced to accept. I know change is hard, and for many people, change is extremely difficult. The fact is, many people are afraid of getting sick, infecting others, and worried about their financial future. What does the future hold? No one knows for sure. The fact is, we don't have answers, and it's taking its toll on many individuals. I ask you to look out for your neighbors, your friends, and family. Call them and check on them. Ask if they are worried or concerned about something. Check on their mental state, and most important, just talk to them. You may be the only contact some people have that day. Just this past week, I've had my insurance agent and my equipment dealer reach out just to check on my view of the future and my mental health. They are worried about their business, their clients, and their future. The agriculture commodity prices are depressed. Planting season is here, and there will be millions of dollars spent on fertilizer, crop protectant, seed, fuel, machinery, without any guarantee of making a profit. What if? And what if is a scary thought. But together, we will get through this unfortunate disaster. If we can all keep our health, we can do anything. On a more positive note, I'm working with Reverend Sam Chamberlain, Paul Kazak, and a group of gardening and small-scale farmers that want to provide food and security to people in need. This group is in the planning stages and working to hammer out the logistics of their vision. They too are ready to plant and need to develop a delivery and distribution network in the coming months. If you want to be a volunteer or be part of that group, call Reverend Sam at 717-309-7680. They are also in need of some extra land to grow crops. If you have an acre or part of an acre that they could use, let them know. This is going to be a fantastic program, They see the need in the coming months, are working now to fill that need. And again, if you need to call Reverend Sam, 717-309-7680. Others in Carroll County are stepping up to fight the COVID-19 problem the same way our forefathers did to fight every adversity they were faced with. See a problem and solve it. One example is the Maryland Print House in Manchester is changing part of their business to Mask the U.S., a sideline business of making masks of different grades, and put company logos on the masks and make specialty masks. The need is there for masks. They converted a part of their business to make the mask and promote company sales in an economic downturn. And for each mask sold, one is donated. And if you need to order a mask or look for some, go online to maskus.com. Another group, the COVID-19 sewers, are making masks. A part of that group, through Zach Tomlin's efforts, has set up a GoFundMe account to buy 3D printers and print the plastic face shield holders to hold the filters. They are up and running, and if my memory serves me right, they have about 6 printers now working 24/7. Day and night, printers are putting out the holders for the face masks, and they will have them available for anybody who has a need. These are example of small businesses, each making small efforts to accomplish big results. If you have a need or want to help or have an organization that needs help, give me a call. I will try to help you put you in touch with the right organization or try to help you solve your problem. One last note. In these uncertain times, the Board of Carroll County Commissioners is in the process of building a budget. We are facing the same uncertainties as the rest of the country. What is going to happen to our major funding sources? Property taxes, income taxes. How are we going to fund services that are in place in the county? Roads, stormwater management, schools, community college, the court system, the sheriff's office, public works, recreation and parks, our nonprofits, the farm museum, our landfill and waste management, just to name a few. Just a few weeks ago, the budget was fairly predictable and we had challenges, but they seem manageable. Today, we really don't have a good prediction on the revenue sources and how the COVID-19 is going to affect our lives and budget and for how long. I, for one, am a proponent to pass a budget as best we can with the information we have today and reopen the process in the fall. When we have a stronger prediction of the future. At least I hope we have a stronger prediction of the future. Presently, daily, our resources are dwindling from the state, so that will trickle down to us, but we are working through it. And one of the things I do want to say is my condolences to anyone who has lost a loved one in this pandemic. I'm also taking this Easter Sunday to ask my friends and neighbors in Carroll County to be aware of the people around you, from 6 feet away, that is, and check on their well-being. Help your family to navigate through the mental and financial issues that are yet to face, and if we all work together, we can get through anything and restore the county to what it was just a few weeks ago. I want to say thank you for all your efforts. I want to thank you to all the people working, volunteering, working in the hospitals, working on EMT crews, and all the police officers, everybody working together to make the best of a bad situation. And this is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2 saying be safe and stay healthy.